I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
It is January 1, 2025, the first day of the new year. My name is Jim Santel, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to be your host for this hour and next hour as Maggie takes a brief time away from civic media. She'll be back again very soon. A sobering day, a sobering first day of this month, this year. The first day of this year brings with it an awful lot of tragedy in America. And we're going to spend some time necessarily on this, the Maggie Dawn Show, on New Year's Day, talking about violence in America because it has visited us once again. We have seen this before. We'll talk about some of the precedents that we have regrettably seen in our nation and in our world, having to do with people using vehicles as the mechanisms of death and carnage and terrorism. All of that on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Thank you for joining me on this first day of this new year. I'm here in the studios of Civic Media with my terrific producer, Cardi, and together we're going to be taking your phone calls as well at 855-752-4842. Cardi also reminds me routinely that you can also be a part of our discussion, inquiries, questions of me, of the subjects on our agenda this afternoon, by not only calling in, but also dropping those comments, those inquiries into our chat box, into the Civic Media drop box, being a part of our discussion. Delighted that you are with us on this first day of January of 2025, even as our agenda changes dramatically based upon the events of just recent hours on New Year's Day, 2025. Thank you once again for being a part of our discussion, being a part of our consumption of the news in America. Necessarily at the top of our discussion agenda here on the Maggie Dawn Show on this afternoon on January 1 of 2025 is the calamity in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. What do we know already about what happened? Well, we know a lot of things, and Cardi, just in a moment or so, is going to play a little bit more updated information. But we know that sometime around 3:15 a.m., somewhat after the January 1st, the New Year celebrations were concluding, not quite concluded, plainly, but coming to closer to an end, a person drove a truck down Bourbon Street. The latest report is that he drove that truck into a crowd. Latest report is that not just 10, but as many as 15 people killed, 30 or more injured in the melee that followed this latest horrific attack in America. What do we know about what's going on? A little bit of commentary from me about the law enforcement side of this right after chatting about what we know about who this is. Police have identified the assailant here. He is no longer alive because after doing this, he engaged law enforcement in a shootout. His name is Shamshud Din Jabbar. He's 42. He's a United States citizen. He's a U.S. Army veteran. He is a citizen, a resident of Texas. And he, by all indications, is at least one of the people responsible for this, certainly the principal focus of this inquiry up to this point. Shamshud Din Jabbar, 42, United States citizen, a resident of Texas, doing this in New Orleans in the French Quarter as celebrants continue to welcome in the new year. Again, at least 15 people killed, 30 injured as a result of that. Some significant things also coming out of the first reports from law enforcement on this, which are significant, about which I will comment too. And that is that while he was using his truck, we also know that he had weapons in that truck, obviously engaging the shootout at the end of it. We also know that he had at least one IED. That's an improvised explosive device. That's the acronym for an improvised explosive device. When I was in Iraq, regrettably became much too familiar with IEDs. These things put together by individuals to create havoc, to create the melee they intended to create. At least one of those also in the truck along with weapons. And apparently some of them also found, or at least being looked for, in the area in and around this attack. That is one significant thing that comes out of this, plainly a redundancy in his plans for an attack. We also know just from recent reporting that he also had an ISIS flag on the truck. And that has prompted the FBI, stunningly, shockingly, to say that we believe that he may not have acted alone. And plainly, the investigation now, local in nature, statewide in nature, certainly going into Texas, other places, also now looking overseas as a result of that connection, arguably to others who may be involved, the FBI suggesting, they don't do this lightly, suggesting that there may be others involved, maybe some other forces and other people responsible behind the scenes, part of a conspiracy perhaps, as a result of this melee. Again, early morning on this, the first day of January 2025. Cardi has some news reporting on this. Cardi, can we bring that up and consume what the reporters are saying now in New Orleans?
Certainly. One second. Here we go.
With major breaking news, at least 10 people are dead, more than 30 others injured, after police say a man intentionally drove into a crowd of people in New Orleans. We've also learned that man is dead after getting into a shootout with police. And this all happened just a few hours into the new year as people were still celebrating along Bourbon Street, one of the largest destinations for New Year's Eve parties. Just recently, the FBI announced they are investigating this as an act of terrorism, saying there were improvised explosive devices found in that area. We begin here with CBS's Katie Weiss.
Just hours into the new year, celebration turned to chaos in New Orleans after a truck plowed through a crowd on the city's iconic Bourbon Street.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did. It was very intentional behavior. This man was trying to run over as many people as he possibly could.
The incident unfolded shortly after 3 a.m. local time.
We heard loud banging sounds.
This witness did not want to be on camera.
We looked out the window, we noticed there was a lot of bodies laying on the ground.
Witnesses told me, because I was there just moments after this happened, and people were scared. They were terrified.
The FBI says the suspect died after a firefight with police. The agency has taken the lead on the investigation and is looking into the incident as an act of terrorism.
The city of New Orleans was impacted by a terrorist attack.
The mayor warned people to stay away from the Bourbon Street area as the FBI investigated what appeared to be at least one improvised explosive device. The incident happened hours before the kickoff of a college football quarterfinal in the city's Superdome. Police said they're making sure the area is safe for the game. Katie Weiss, CBS News.
Cardi, thank you for that. Updates even on all of this late breaking news, in addition to this notion that the FBI is looking beyond just this individual person who is responsible, apparently, for the attack against Shamsu Din Jabbar, 42. He's from Texas, United States citizen. Reason to believe, according to the FBI, that he may not have been acting alone. The FBI does not say that unless they have some reason to believe that this is beyond just the particular target of the investigation, plainly not disclosing more. Certainly throughout the day, today and in the days just ahead, more information coming out as the sweep, as the investigation runs. You just heard from the mayor of New Orleans. Her name is LaToya Cantrell, and she has not only spoken on behalf of the citizens, the residents of New Orleans, but of all of the members of that state, the citizens of Louisiana, all of us in America, all of us around the world who are concerned about safety, security in public places. She has also talked about the international focus and the national focus of this investigation, talking about the notion of federal support. And in that connection, not only do we have this information from the FBI, from local police about this, but we also know that the Attorney General Merrick Garland, consistent with what the mayor has just said, also confirming that the FBI, the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, are, of course, responsible for. They've got the expertise when it comes to firearms, tracing those kinds of things. And also local and state prosecutors, National Security Division of the Department of Justice. That doesn't happen lightly either. Local federal prosecutors and law enforcement also working on what the FBI, what local authorities are identifying now as a terrorism case, a case of terrorism, domestic terrorism to be sure, but terrorism nonetheless. The Attorney General saying right after this happened, "My heart is broken for those who began their year by learning people they love were killed in this horrific attack. He vowed to deploy every available resource to conduct this investigation. Obviously, he also, in connection with local and state authorities, including the governor, Governor Landry there, the mayor, and others. The White House has also confirmed, of course, that President Biden has been briefed on this as he is heading off to Camp David, echoed the concerns of the attorney general and others. Many hotels in the area are evacuated. District attorney for the parish there said, he said some people were also displaced as a result of this. We also know that the city of New Orleans at the time was upgrading what are called bollards, B-O-L-L-A-R-D-S. They're basically some obstruction. They're sort of large pieces of either metal or short, thick posts that are intended to obstruct the movement of vehicles into this area. Some construction apparently going on, and the attacker here using the opportunity, seeing some of those bollards, those obstructive devices not in place, goes around them and drives into this public group of people. The project involved replacing those old bollards with removable stainless steel ones. And the police superintendent, Ann Kirkpatrick, said the suspect circumvented those barricades that were otherwise in place. That will plainly be the focus of a lot of post-incident review. What could have, what should have happened, what might have happened had those bollards been in place. And especially at a time and a location where huge numbers of people are gathering. The New Orleans attorney general, the district attorney, said that law enforcement officers are ready to deal with any event. The individual has a mindset on hurting as many people as he could. Our response, he said, is swift and overwhelming. As the Maggie Dawn Show continues on this first day of the new year, more commentary and news reporting from New Orleans here on Civic Media.